From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Human rights workers in Turkey arrested by government.
Turkey is on a one-way track to a very dark and dangerous place right now.
The voice of Amnesty International Director of Europe and Central Asia, John Dalhuizen. In Turkey today, workers from one of the world's most respected human rights organizations have been accused of supporting terrorism. A Turkish court ruled Tuesday that six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director, be formally arrested after weeks of detention for having aided a terror group. Dorian Jones has more for VOA from Istanbul.
An Istanbul court has remanded in custody six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey director İdil Eser and Helsinki Citizens Assembly representative Özlem Dalkaran. A German and Swedish national were also jailed. The activists were among a group of 10 arrested while attending a human rights workshop on data protection. Turkey researcher for Amnesty International, Andrew Gardner, says the detentions mark a new escalation in attacks on civic society.
It's nothing less than a travesty of justice.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
It was not clear which terror organization the workers are suspected of helping. NATO confirmed Tuesday that Afghanistan's Vice President Abdul Rashid Dostum tried to return to the country overnight, but his private plane was denied permission to land in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Dostum, a 63-year-old ethnic Uzbek warlord and some of his militia guards, have been under investigation for months over allegations of torturing and sexually assaulting an elderly political rival by the name of Ahmad Ishi. This is VOA News.